role model was AOC. She is often referred to by AOC, but her real name is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She is a U.S. representative, and she serves for New York's 14th Congressional District as of 2019. She was born on October 13th of 1989 in the Bronx, New York. She is currently 31 years old. She's American, although her parents are both from Puerto Rico. Her dad, Sergio Ocasio, comes from Puerto Rican descent, and her mother, Blanca Ocasio-Cortez, was actually born in Puerto Rico. She's currently in a relationship with Riley Roberts. AOC was born in the Bronx to working-class parents. Her father had been running a small business in the south of the Bronx. Meanwhile, her mother had worked on cleaning houses. Everyone in her family had pitched in a few dollars to help her father's business, and according to AOC's official campaign website, Alexandria grew up with a deep understanding of income inequality. The state of the Bronx public schools in the late 80s to early 90s sent AOC's father and mother to find a solution. AOC had ended up attending public school in Yorktown. Much of her early life was spent in transportation between her family and school. Her official campaign website says it was clear to her then that someone's zip code could determine a lot on their destiny. In 2008, while she was a sophomore in college, her dad passed away due to lung cancer. After her dad died, she was a part of a probate battle to settle his estate. She said that this helped her learn firsthand how attorneys appointed by the court to administrator an estate can enrich themselves at the expense of the family struggling to make sense of the bureaucracy. In the 2016 primary, AOC worked as an organizer for Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign. After the election, she traveled around America by car, visiting places like Flint, Michigan, and Standing Rock. There she spoke to the people affected by the human rights violation related to the Flint water crisis in the Dakota Access Pipeline. In one of her interviews, she had recalled her visit to Standing Rock as a tipping point, saying that before that, she had felt that the only way to run for office was if you had access to wealth, social influence, and power. AOC's best qualities, I would say, is that she has a set plan and that she isn't afraid to speak up and stand up for herself. These qualities are important to her life because she's a politician, so she knows how to set up. She has to have a set plan and speak up for herself and others. From what I could find, AOC hasn't talked about a role model, or had a role model. AOC only has one scandal, according to CTN News. The scandal was that it was said, mainly by Republicans and conservatives, that she listed her husband as her staff member and getting him on an official House email. She denied everything and said that conservatives were targeting her. This doesn't really affect my opinion about her. It, like, gave me more of an understanding to see how she would reply to rumors and allegations. I learned a lot more than I used to about her because now I know why she became a congresswoman. And I chose AOC because I feel like it's nice to know someone who knows what they're doing as part of the Congress. It's also nice to see a woman of color, not just mainly white men. I feel like AOC is a good role model because she knows what she wants and how to get it. AOC impacts me personally because, like I said earlier, she's a woman of color and it's nice to see her up there with everyone else. If I could ask her one question, it would be if she likes her job, even with the ups and downs. I'm not quite sure how she would respond since I don't know what it's like behind the scenes, but I think she might say yes because she seems very passionate about it. And that's it.